Hey, I'm Robbie Kramer. You're listening to the Leverage Podcast, where we discuss using your social skills to hack dating, travel, finding your dream job, and becoming a complete man. Hey guys, we're back. Super excited to have Nick back on. And Nick is also, as you can obviously see, quite a fit guy. And he's taught me a lot about fitness and working out. I think I've learned more from you just in our casual conversations over the last, 9 months than I had previously over maybe like everything. And it was just very pinpointed, easy, applicable things that I was able to implement and see really good results from. So, this podcast, we're going to be talking about basically how to get to where you want to be. Is that when it comes to fitness? Because as you mentioned, we could talk about anything, do this workout, do that workout. There's so much shit out there. But what I love about your advice is always very implementable and actionable. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome back. Hey, after that long-winded intro.
Great to be back, Robbie. So I'm not here to either endorse or slam really any particular kind of working out. I mean, even in our small group, I've heard such wide variety of preferences. You hear guys talk about doing 5x5 workouts, which is this thing where you do five reps of you do an exercise for five reps, five sets, heavy weights, as heavy as you can do it. And you do, I think it's five exercises. And that's kind of, all the rage among some guys. Then you have some guys who like love CrossFit and some guys who like, whatever. I mean, just doesn't matter. The point is that the biggest enemy we have facing us is the couch. And as long as you're out there acting, I say great, right? I say that's awesome. But we won't go down a rabbit hole about nutrition and exercise. There are such weird topics because people one get on their high horse, like they're talking politics and like they're an expert and everybody else is wrong and I'm right. And because I've been doing this and it works for me, it's the only way to go. It's exhausting, right?
So it's like religion, it's like religion, it's like, no, I'm, the Jews are right and the Christians are wrong or the Muslims are wrong or this, it's like, come on,
it's just an endless loop there. You don't get anywhere by doing it. And people have a weird way of latching onto certainty that they can't possibly have when it comes to such matters, right? Well, I don't spend any time doing that, but what I can share is some things that I see guys doing to hijack themselves all the time. Every day I go to the gym and every time I talk to a friend or someone, there's just really common mistakes that you can totally avoid repeating and that you can use to go where you want to go. Hey, have you ever gone to a gym for like, say, 1 or 2 years or more? Have you seen the same people there? And in 1 or 2 years, they look exactly the same, right? They've gotten no fitter, right? Mm-hmm. You've seen those people.
Well, I know people that have personal trainers that have been going to the same trainer, that they were probably 55, 60 pounds overweight, going to the same exact trainer for like 3 years and paying the person.
And still person, looking up.
Still looking exactly the same. Like, what are you paying for exactly? Like, yeah. I don't understand. Like to stay fat, maybe? to not get any fatter? I mean,
I've gotten no fatter in the last 3 years. That's pretty amazing. Because before that, I was really fat.
Good thing I had that trainer keeping me a solid two bills.
Well, I mean, there, you just uncovered one big thing that people do a lot is people think that they can out train a bad diet and you just can't. Like, I mean, people really overestimate what do you burn calorically for during exercise, it's not nearly as much as you think. Really, exercise right. is the after effect of the tissue adaptation. But I've seen it, all the time. People just eat crap. They go and they put their 45 minutes of, you know, intensity level
treadmill. Yeah.
on the treadmill or on the elliptical where they're leaning on the bars. And they look like shit. They're not in good shape. They're not really working out. They're fooling themselves, frankly. So let's launch into one of the things I see on the gym. Guys go in the gym frequently without a plan, right? You can tell when a guy in the gym is kind of winging it because he kind of looks around and he's like, okay, I'll go over there now, right? He puts some weights on. He's not writing anything down. He's just kind of going through it. I think the 6 P's that they used to say and tell us in the Army way back in the day was proper planning prevents piss poor performance, right? Or is the new
proper
like
planning prevents piss poor performance. I like that. That's good.
Or as I've seen in some of the new sort of like corporate success type books, like this one author says, fail to plan, then plan to fail. But same deal, right? Mm-hmm. So guys will go in there without any clearly defined plans of what are they trying to do? What's their timeline? And so first thing, guys, get a plan. First of all, if you want to change your body, like what is it that you hear from the guys all the time, Robbie? I want to, we hear the same thing.
Get a 6-pack.
Yep. What else?
I want to, but just in terms of like fitness goals, look good naked.
The generic fitness goal that every guy says all the time.
I want to get jacked. I want to look good naked. I want to have a 6-pack.
Exactly. Exactly. I want to do all those things. And I've heard guys like, including your brother, distilled it down perfectly. And I've heard a million guys say this. They say, I want to lose body fat and gain muscle. Right?
Right. Right.
Don't we all? We all want to have less here and more up here. Right? We all want to be jacked. But to do that, of course, first of all, guys, hey, I mean, it's around the new year. If you want to do this resolution kind of bullshit, go ahead. I'm not a believer, but assess where you're at, right? How much do you weigh? What's your body fat percentage, right? What do you want to get down to? And it's just like in our systems that we're doing with our tribes, Robbie. What is the acronym SMART for goals? SMART, it is.
Yes, the SMART.
Specific, measurable.
Measurable. Wait, hold on 1 sec. Sorry, 1 second.
I'll tell the audience, relevant and time driven or time constraints. So that's SMART. SMART. Specific, measurable, actionable, relevant, and time driven.
Sorry, I'm back.
It's all right.
Specific, measurable, actionable, time-driven, and the R is
relevant.
Relevant. Yes.
Yeah. So that's key, right? And then go in there with a plan and a time frame, right? Because if you look at that SMART thing, it's all time frame driven. The big thing is the second I wrote a few things down just to make sure. Oh, another thing I see. Guys will go in there and they not only don't know anything about working out or really, they don't really know what they're looking to do, but they also don't understand anatomy, right? I mean, you don't have to be an anatomy expert, but what I've, over the years, you got to gain information about your own anatomy. And you'll see guys sort of completely unaware as to what they're doing. Like, it's easy to make fun of the bodybuilders, and I'll admit I've mocked bodybuilders endlessly over the years. But I kind of came to the realization recently that's like, if you're trying to shape your body to look a certain way, you're kind of bodybuilding, right? That's kind of what bodybuilding is. It's to build your body into something. So I say, if you're gonna do anything, just do it right. So what you'll see is guys not having any idea. Like you look like your biceps, right? Your biceps run like a certain direction, and then there's two heads of them. Well, you see guys will do an exercise is trying to work a muscle, and they don't even know the fibers of it. Probably a better example would be you see guys doing chest stuff, and they're doing chest exercises. And I look at these guys and I go, they don't even really truly realize what way the grains of the chest run, right? There's fibers of the chest, and it's really simple. You want to work those things along those fibers of the muscle so that you're making that thing bigger over time. So I really encourage guys, if you're like, oh, I want to get a bigger chest, I want to get bigger this, go online. We got so many resources now where you can look up and you can see what's the anatomy of the chest. How many muscles are in the chest, right? There's pec major, yeah. There's pec minor, which runs up here.
I don't know, right? And I bet if you asked, like, you just randomly surveyed 100 people at the gym, how many do you think would have any idea? Maybe like 2 or 3?
Almost none. Almost
yeah, none. Right? Yeah. But it makes so much sense how you're what you're talking about. Like, yeah, look at, fuck. Yeah.
And it's super simple, right? That guy, I've talked about that guy from AthleanX, Jeff Kevler. Pretty smart guy. Jeff's a smart guy. Always has his shirt off in the videos. Rock and roll. He's brought that point up as well, where he said, you just have to work along the fiber of the muscle. But in order to do that, you have to understand a little bit about your own muscles, or you'll be that guy that's in the gym and who looks like shit for years at a time, and then is frustrated and quits because you didn't get any results.
Just the thing that you told me about that was actually, it's like the teaser video on his site, just the simple idea of focusing on the negatives. You know, when you're doing a lift, how most people, you know, they're doing a bench press and they're putting up and they're basically just like letting it drop on them and then pushing it up again. And they're missing out on all of the negative aspect of the lift. And, you know, since you told me that, I've just been observing people in the gym, and it's like 8 or 9 out of 10 fuck that up.
9 out of 10, 10 out of 10 throw that part of the rep away. So that's a really, really good point. Yeah, that's hugely important. I call it wasting the rep, because there's, for those of you listening that don't know what Robbie's talking about, there's two portions of any sort of muscle contraction in a lift, right? There's the concentric, right? So there's, I've got my convenient shirt on, but if I'm making a bicep, right? This is a concentric contraction where the muscle is contracting while shortening, right? Then there's the eccentric, which is I'm making a muscle, but I'm going the other way. The muscle is contracting while lengthening. Also known as the positive shorten or the negative while lengthen. People, guys, just don't throw this away. In fact, the data that's out there shows that when you want to make your muscle grow, it's called muscle hypertrophy, that you're well served to spend more time in the eccentric or the negative portion of the rep. Meaning, don't throw that one away. Like Robbie says, you see guys, they'll go bench, drop. So put that bench up there, slow negative, slow. I like to do sometimes like a 4 second negative. Does it hurt when you do a slow negative?
Oh yeah.
That means you do it right. That's awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So don't waste that rep, because you see guys throwing that stuff away and it's just, it's ridiculous. It's you would like literally be, I'm going to run 5 miles, but only 2.5 miles, I'm actually going to do anything. I mean, it was the best analogy I could come up with. You just throw it away. Another thing that really bears conversation is concentrating on what you're trying to work. Along with guys not knowing their anatomy, not be thinking about the muscle contraction, they're not concentrating on what they want to work. And you can see it all the time. You see guys just sort of mindlessly doing stuff where they're getting crap workouts. I learned a really good thing from a trainer who's actually a bodybuilder, and it's like visualizing in golf, right? You know, before you play golf, you can visualize the swing. Well, during weightlifting repetitions, you're literally thinking about the muscle that you're working. Like you're imagining that, whatever, if it's my bicep or my chest, doesn't matter. I'm thinking about that muscle and thinking about squeezing it through the rep and imagining it. And you're literally creating a circuit from your brain to the muscle that you're trying to work. You can tell.
There's that dude, I think it was someone, Fletcher, T.C. Fletcher. What's his name? T.C.
Fletcher, I love that guy.
Yeah, I actually had him on a really old podcast, and really, really cool dude. And he was, you know, in the videos, he fucking yells, "Grow! I want you to, I command you to grow," as he's like lifting. It's like, you can do that, right? C.T. Fletcher.
Yeah. You can totally do the C.T. Fletcher. I think C.T.'s got a way of making it more funny than it would be if I did it or you did it. But
yeah, we don't quite have, yeah.
that inner city charisma.
Right.
He's a charismatic guy, but yeah, he's totally right. And you have to think about that. And a really great tip I also learned, again, I'm gonna kind of voluntarily eat some crow. This bodybuilder, so I'll just share with you guys. I don't know if I've shared this with you, Robbie, but my personal fitness goal, like we all have a goal or have someone we want to look like. And so I'm a firm believer in how important that really is to acknowledge that. I was talking to, I kept seeing this guy around my gym who's about that tall and about that wide, who's this former world champion bodybuilder. He's an old fucker like me. He's actually a year younger than me, but he looks older. And I could tell by watching him train clients that this guy knows what he's doing. Plus, he's massive. And so I went up to him. We started talking about goals. And he said, "What's your goal?" I said, "My goal is to look like Wolverine from the X-Men movies." And he goes, "That's easy." I'm like, "That's easy?" He goes, "Yep, that's easy." I was like, "All right, you're my guy. You're hired." I hired this guy for a trainer. I've had like 3 weeks of workouts with him. And I said, "I'll do whatever you tell me to do, right? I'm relinquishing control. You're the expert now. I don't know anything. I'm doing everything." So as you know, Robbie, since I've known you, I've been an intermittent fasting guy, which I'm a huge proponent of. I think for 95% of people, intermittent fasting is amazing. If you're trying to trim down, most of us need to trim down, and then if you want to think you want to gain muscle or build muscle, you do it later. But this guy said, "Hey, you want it? First thing you got to do if you want to look like Wolverine is you got to get bigger. You're too small. So no more intermittent fasting for you for the next like 6 months." So I'm eating 6 times a day, a whole bunch of times a day. It's a completely weird departure. But another thing that this guy has shown me is that when you are lifting a weight, if it's a dumbbell or it's a barbell, he's always yelling at me while I'm doing these workouts, squeeze the bar really hard while doing these workouts. And it's the weirdest thing, man. You can take, I mean, we take what I would regard as light weights relative to what I was doing before this trainer. And I'm doing like half the weight. And it destroys me twice as much by squeezing and focusing these reps. By the end of these workouts, I work out exactly 3 hours a week right now, just because I'm following the prescription. It's going to change here in the next week or two. Doesn't seem like much. After my workout at lunch with this guy, I want to go crawl into bed. Like it tears brutal, me up. Huh? Oh, yeah. Kills you. But it's all from that focused attention. It's got nothing to do with trying to heave around big weights. It's focused attention on squeezing each rep, feeling each one, and squeezing the bar. And I think that's some of the knowledge that, you know, guys who are a little older like me could pass to the young guys.
It's such a simple thing. If you just do that and then also don't waste the negative, you're probably getting 75% more out of your workouts then, or more than 75%, you're not losing 75% of wasting your time by just by doing that. Like 3xing your results.
Huge. Absolutely. I'll give the guys on leverage a challenge. Next time you go to the gym, take the weight that you normally do on a given exercise, cut it in half, and squeeze the hell out of the bar through and do 12 reps. And tell me how you feel after half the weight, 12 reps, squeezing the bar. You'd be shocked how much harder it is. The old guys like us, we've learned by experience that there's no prize for lifting heavy weights. Lifting heavy weights, nobody cares, right? You're not the powerlifting champion of the world. You're not bench pressing literally 1,000 pounds like these champions of powerlifting are. So you do, you know, I see these idiots in the gym like heaving up 400 pounds, like, so what? Like, yeah. Congratulations, you just blew your shoulder out. That's great. And so lighter weights, better form, tire the muscle out. And another thing that I really see with guys too is you'll see these guys, they'll go to the gym and they'll do these workouts that they're the same, right? You see a guy who you're like, oh, it's that guy. He's going to go to that machine at 50 pounds. He's going to do 8 reps. And then he's going to go over the elliptical and he's going to do 30 minutes on resistance 2. And then he's going to go there. And then he's going to go there. And you can call it out because guys don't know enough to know to change your workout. Your body's an amazing adaptation machine. And you have to change your workouts like every 4 weeks, 6 weeks, mix up orders, do things to keep your body guessing because our bodies are designed to adapt, right? It's why, like, you ever know anybody who really loves to run? Like, oh, I love running. Running's my thing. I got to run.
Oh, yeah. They're skinny fatsos and they're really fucked up, actually.
They're fucked up. They're injured.
They look terrible.
They're crazy.
Yeah.
They like to do something that's both boring and painful. They're fucked up. But that aside,
And like they think they're so fit. They're like, oh, I ran this and I ran that. I'm like, well, you don't look very good. You just wasted a bunch of time. And hey, good for you. I mean, whatever.
Well, that's just it. They're really, if you run or do anything the same way over and over, you can't get that fit because the body gets adapted to it. I mean, I don't care if you run 8 miles a day. So what? I see these guys all the time. Like you said, they're skinny fat. They don't look that good. They're injured. And that's because of not mixing it up. So guys, when you're doing your workouts, you got to retool these things frequently. If you want to go forward, you have to keep your body guessing. You have to. Otherwise, progress is just going to do that because your body's amazing at catching on to the program. In fact, sometimes what I'll do with a workout, I'll do the same workout, but I'll mix around the order of things, the way that you hit muscles within that 6 weeks or 4 weeks, and then come back and retool it completely, right? So to recap, we'll keep it kind of short here. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Have a plan, right? Know your anatomy. Don't waste the negative portion of the rep. That's 3. Focus on that contraction of that muscle. Think about that muscle, or as CT says, grow, command it to grow, and then change your workout. Change your workout every month. 5 things. Super easy.
And grip the bar really hard.
Squeeze the bar. Exactly.
Squeeze the bar. Yeah.
Squeeze the bar. Yeah.
Yeah. That's, I'm excited to try the squeeze the bar thing. I mean, when you told me the negative thing, that made a huge impact. You want to talk anything about eating, diet?
Yes, but one more thing. Mm-hmm. If you can, have a partner, have a either a trainer or a partner. You're going to get way better results and you're going to go into the deep water unlike you would have been able to by yourself, right? I mean, I pride myself on really leaving it out there when I work out. And then I started working out with a partner and I'm like, oh, wow. Like all the difference in the world. So if you can have one, do. If you can't, well, just be a Spartan about it and push hard then.
Yeah, great. It's like going out and approaching. You'll do way, way, way more if you have a wingman.
With a friend, yeah.
Yeah.
So eating. That's another one like the it's very sort of religiously derivative in terms of people's beliefs. I've heard it again in our group, right? Guys talk about, oh, carnivore is the amazing way to eat. And oh,
paleo. Gotta eat carnivore. Gotta do paleo. No, it's all about the juice cleanse. Gotta do it's vegan. It's the, it's so many things.
Fucking give me a break, man. I wish when people talked about eating, they would talk about it a little more pragmatically as to, or just honestly, just say, I like to eat this way. It works for me. Like, okay, cool. But you don't have to say it's the best and it's better because with no facts. Here's what I'll say about, for example, intermittent fasting. For most guys, I'd say for 95% of guys, intermittent fasting is the way to go. Why? Well, there's a lot of data on it. It's really, really good for you, right? It's very good for your health. You regain your insulin sensitivity, which a lot of us have lost from consuming sugar stuff. So you get that back, a huge deal. During fasts, your brain releases BDNF, which is brain-derived neurotrophic factor. That's why you'll find that you're really, really clear when you fast. You think very clearly. You lose a really accelerated amount of fat because the deeper into a fast you get, your body releases more and more of a pulse of growth hormone. Growth hormone actually liberates fat stores and causes tissues to grow. It's worth noting that when you lift, most of us are trying to get bigger muscles, right? And less fat, as we talked about. Fat cells, the fat cell count and the muscle cell count remain constant. It means that when you lose fat, you're not really losing fat cells, you're devolumizing the volume of the cells that you have. Same thing with lifting weights. When you're lifting weights and pumping up muscles, you're not gaining muscle cells. You're simply volumizing the cells that you have. So you ever heard of creatine? You've all heard of creatine, right? Commonly taken. What does creatine do? Well, creatine increases protein synthesis for muscle repair and volumizes muscle cells, right? I know I got kind of off on a tangent there. Point being, intermittent fasting, really, really good for you, really, really simple. You're not going to gain a lot of muscle on it, but you can gain some. I've done it, right? So super awesome way to go. There's a lot of data out there that shows that it's the best thing for your health, right? Other kinds of diets, the carnivore diet, keto diet, you know, I'm not saying there's no data out there. I'm just saying I haven't seen it. And certainly on things like the carnivore diet, you're making your body work pretty hard to get its, because if you're eating all meat on the carnivore diet, you have to have a glucose source from somewhere. And that's something comes from what's called ketogenesis, where your body has to take proteins and fats and convert them it's called gluconeogenesis, right? Making of glucose, this creation of glucose. It's a really inefficient process. If you think you're going to make gains on it, good luck. Great. Good luck with that. I've done the keto thing. I found it to be restrictive, right? It's difficult to do. Like if you're traveling, there's just only certain things you can eat. And so personally, I'm not into it. If you like it, great. I'm not anti it per se. I think you're making your life difficult. I think it seems like the carnivore diet's pretty similar. in that it's all meat. With keto, to be in ketosis, you have to have more fat than most people think. Most people, like if the carnivore diet, you're going to get a ton of protein, and you may not get enough fat to actually remain in ketosis, which is that process of converting that stuff over to sugar, to fuel your body, because that's what fuels us in terms of gas. What else do we have for diets, Robbie, that we can sort of touch upon?
Any paleo? Any cleanses? Cleanses or fast?
Give me a goddamn break, is what I say with that cleanse shit. Give me a break. Show me, like all you guys that support cleanses, I'm going to be a little hard on you. Show me one shred of data that those dumb things have. Zero. They don't have any. They're bullshit. Grow up. I mean, especially like my favorite one to bag on is they call it the Master Cleanse. And it's like this old hippie cleanse that guys still do it. I bet we have a guy who will remain unnamed that probably does it. it's where you fast for like, I think it's 1 or 2 weeks. And all you take in is you take in this concoction of water, lemon juice, cayenne pepper, and I think it's a little bit of molasses in like in a drink. And it's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. It's like
for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You're gonna lose a lot of weight because you're not getting any calories. But
maybe
fuck.
Maybe it's 1 week, but it's a while. Well, that's here's hard. The deal.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. It's like you are getting calories because you're taking in molasses and lemon juice. Okay. So you're getting very few calories, but the calories you're getting are largely from a simple sugar like molasses. So it spikes your insulin. It's stupid as hell. It makes zero sense. Whoever, it's literally made up by somebody who knew nothing about the physiologic cascade that happens when you ingest food. When you ingest food, you don't have a calorie counter in your body. But what you do have is you have a whole bunch of sensors that sense changes in your hormones. That's really what food does to us, is it creates hormonal change. The best way that you can think about what you eat is how does it impact your hormones? Now, hormones not just being things like, excuse me, insulin, testosterone, but hormones being things like, actually, let me back up. I originally meant things like testosterone, estrogen, et cetera, but also hormones like insulin. When you hear the term hormone, a hormone simply means it's a chemical messenger. It's a compound that goes and talks to other things and says, do this, don't do this, upregulate this, downregulate this. They're like little chemical switches. Turn things on, turn things off, and adjust volume knobs. And so eating should minimally impact those things. It's one of the reasons why the Great Reset is things like the fasting stuff is an amazing reset for guys, because our Western diet stuff has really screwed up our endocrine systems in a huge way.
By that exactly?
What I mean by that is most a decent portion of the population, and I'm not sure what it is pre-diabetic or insulin resistant. What that means is that when you take in sugars or any kind of carbohydrate source, you're resistant to the effects of insulin due to the blunt. Basically, you created a tolerance from blunting your physiologic effect by too much sugar is basically what it is. And there's so much sugar in so many things that we don't even know it. And so particularly if you're overweight, I was people that are overweight, by the way, you're looking really good. If people are overweight there, I bet you, you've got some insulin resistance going. And you and I have talked, of course, about things like metformin. Metformin, powerful and safe compound that you can take to address that. Whew, sorry, I just
rattled. No, that was good. No. I wasn't, you hear these terms, like endocrine system. And it's like something I've heard many times, but I never really actually knew what the fuck it was. So it's good to get some of these definitions, because I think there's a lot of people probably like me, or maybe I'm just a dummy. Who knows?
No, not at all. You know, and I should back up. Yeah. Endocrine system, meaning the part of your body pertaining to hormones, hormone changes, mm-hmm. Right through chemical signals. That's how our body tells itself what to do. It's chemical signals. So examples in the endocrine system, men's testosterone, right? Men's testosterone does a whole bunch of things, activates a bunch of things. It's good. Protein synthesis is increased with more testosterone. Bone density is increased. It's what gives us our secondary sex characteristics. Deep voice. I mean, some people have that. I don't. But hair, muscle mass, things like that.
Well, speaking of testosterone, how do you feel about, TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, or like HGH or some of these other cocktails you can take to, you know, give your body a boost?
You know, I'm all for maintaining physiologic normals, right? So mm-hmm. if you feel crappy as a guy, you know, you're 35 years old, 40 years old, older, you're going to have a natural decline in testosterone. So I would encourage all guys, like, go get your blood work done, right? I mean, you want to know if you're diabetic. Why wouldn't you want to know if you were no longer producing the amount of testosterone you need? Because it's bad for your health to have low testosterone. It really is. It's not just about sex drive. It's about long-term longevity and health and mental clarity. So yeah, go get your levels checked and find a doctor that listens to you, and find a doctor that reads. I'll give a short blip on TRT. There's basically pellets, creams, and injectables. Best way for your body is injectable. Second best way is cream. Pellets, garbage. Throw them away. Don't take them, right? They don't work. Without getting into too much of the why, but there's a ton of information out there that we can get into. All for that. Just like I would be all for women who are in menopause going to a bioidentical hormone therapy doctor and getting advice on getting their estrogen levels checked, right? It's low estrogen in women has very, very bad effects, right? It creates a lot of problems. You should get that balanced out. I mean, have you ever seen a woman make that transition from sort of perimenopausal into menopause, and they're the most terrifying creature you've ever met on the planet?
I don't know.
Yeah. I have.
I never thought about it. I just was probably like, wow, this person's, I want to stay away from her, but it makes sense. Yeah.
Find that sort of stereotypical, really sour-faced woman who's like 50, 55 years old, like just like dropped off the cliff as far as physically. And now she's fucking, she looks like she's rawr, mad about it all the time. Like those women that are like quick to bite heads off. Menopause.
Unchecked. Probably a lot of them here in Ukraine. The babushkas.
I'm thinking the babushkas are going to the bioidentical hormone therapy doctor there.
I don't think so. Yeah, a lot of really angry babushkas working security at buildings here. That makes sense.
Made less angry by a few hundred hryvnia.
Yes. That definitely helps.
You'd also asked a question about HGH. So HGH, human growth hormone. The anti-aging doctors used it for some time, like the fountain of youth. Like, so testosterone's a steroid. What does that mean? It means it's the chemical composition is a sterol ring. If you ever take organic chemistry, lots of things are steroid. Cholesterol, right? Steroids need cholesterol to be created, hence the similarities in the word roots. Steroids do a bunch of things. They create volume in muscle cells, among other things. So that's really simplified. They don't make new muscle cells. If you take growth hormone creates satellite cells, meaning it makes all tissues grow. if you see the really freaky bodybuilders that their face and their head looks weird, that's from growth hormone, because it makes the forehead, the ears, the nose, the chin grow. There can be some real weirdness from it. I don't have a real strong opinion on it, other than don't
will
do
it,
that.
Will it grow? will it go back?
What's that?
if you grow out your, if I grow out my already large nose by taking HGH and I stop taking it, would my nose go back to normal? No?
Nope. Stuck with it.
Maybe that 3 months of HGH I did a couple years back. Like, why is my face looking even more weird and Jewish looking? Longer chin, longer nose, more like a fucking dangly witch. It's bad.
Right, the first part of Borat where he's like, and the Jew give the baby egg, and the egg comes right out of
the long chin, the nose.
Yeah, right, big nose.
Fuck.
Well, yeah, I don't know that I'm going to recommend anybody take HGH. I mean, it's produced in your pituitary gland. When you fast, it helps make you lean. When you fast, you release a lot more of it than you would normally do it. I think the average guy isn't going to experience the benefit relative to risk and also relative to the expense, because HGH is very, very expensive. I think it's about $1,000 a month if you can get a hold of it. And I don't really think it's that much of an attainable issue anymore anyway. A friend of mine is a doctor that does a bunch of anti-aging stuff. And the FDA has, in the last probably 5 or even more years, has really, really cracked down on the dispensation of HGH. And it's not like it once was. There was a time in like the early 2000s where there were all these anti-aging clinics popping up. And it was just this cookie cutter formula pretty much, where guys like you or me come in, you get testosterone, HGH, and, you know, whatever supportive stuff to take those things like HCG, et cetera. But it's just a great money-making formula for these guys, because it's relatively safe and it's all cash. These guys didn't have to deal with insurance. Mm.
I think that's exactly what I had. Those three things. Yeah, when I tested it out. I fucked around with that stuff in the beginning of 2018 for like 3 months, and I definitely got bigger. I got bigger for sure. I moved to Europe and I wasn't able to get it anymore. So I just kind of like stopped after the first 3 months, and I was kind of worried that it would fuck with my levels, but I didn't really notice much. Looking back in pictures, I think I lost all the muscle I had gained and gained some fat, but that was also because I was partying and hanging out on yachts for months at a time and eating like shit. So I was
that's it.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I'd be a little surprised in Ukraine that you couldn't go to, you know.
Oh, you can get it here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I asked someone recently. You can get it here, but
I would think so. Probably pretty cheap too.
Yeah, sounded like it. Oh, I asked your buddy Pasha with the shirt.
Gotta have that shirt, man.
He lost a lot of weight. He he's taking HGH and all that shit. But he was like tubby, tubby family man with 3 kids, and he left his wife for a total. Little boho. Yeah. And now, you know, he looks better and he's having lots of orgies, but yeah.
Does he still have the same girlfriend?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Same girl.
There's hope for all of us. a short, stocky, maybe the worst dressed guy I've ever met.
Yeah. Seven the time of his life.
Good on him, man. That's awesome. Power to the old guys.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. That's probably a good place to wrap it up. if anyone listening has questions, can they, how should I have them ask?
You know, they can email me.
Okay.
At DRNICK, Dr. Nick at elevationspinewellness.com. And I might answer the question, or I might say, Google it.
yeah.
But I'll probably answer it or give you guys some resources. Check out at AthleanX, AthleanX. That guy's got so much free advice, and he's really a knowledgeable guy. He's a physical therapist who's a gym rat. He really understands anatomy. He really understands working out. His nutrition stuff is so-so, but whatever. I mean, if you ran with everything that guy said, you'd get in great shape. So definitely use his advice. It's totally free. I hate to not endorse something or de-endorse something. I've used his paid workout programs, and because I thought, wow, this free stuff is so good. So I bought a program. I wasn't stoked on it. But to be fair, that was only one of his, who knows how many programs he's got. So he's probably got some that are really good, but you don't know until you buy them.
Well, he's a good marketer then. He's putting all of his valuable stuff in the front for free. And then, you know, that's what they tell you to do in marketing, right? Because if you're like, if the free stuff's that good, the paid stuff must be so much better. But, you know, word to the wise, everyone's learned that trick by now. So,
well, and he did it pretty well, because even though I'm we're all pretty used to that stuff. Mm-hmm. He got me to buy some of his supplements even. I'm like, oh, if that stuff's good, I should get some. So I bought like $100 worth of supplements or something. And, you know, supplements are made by a few companies. Like, you could have Robbie Kramer's leverage supplements, literally the same supplements that Jeff Cavalier has. They just brand it with your label, right?
Oh, that's funny. I was wondering how all these motherfuckers have supplements. I'm like, who are these supplements? Like, what the fuck? What's going on? How do you, now I get it.
There's just a few companies that you go to and you'd be like, yeah, I want to have Dr. Nick's huge factor supplements. And they'll make you the label.
The fucking
and
scam.
And literally I could be like, buy my supplements because they're the shit.
Oh my God.
Oh,
got to get in the supplements game.
That would Leverage be.
Supplements. It'll help you approach. Kills your anxiety.
Yes. Yeah.
Just pop a pill. You'll feel no fear at all.
And then you can put in there what they always put in there when they don't want you to know what's in it. Robbie Kramer's proprietary blend.
Yes. Well, you heard it here first, guys. We'll be releasing that soon. So, Nick, thanks so much for coming on, man. Great advice and great insight as always.
Thanks for having me, bud. Yeah. Take care.
Thanks for listening. If you want more, go to innerconfidence.com and don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for the latest episodes.